This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Another crazy day in my life after working about 4 hours this morning. I then recorded my podcast, my weekly podcast, with my top 10 biggest news stories of the week. Crazy day tomorrow, so no time to do it. So I did it today, followed by 2 hours of writing my nationally syndicated column, which I'm about to read to you. That'll be syndicated around the country in newspapers all over America by Creator Syndicate on Sunday. Followed by now my three-hour national radio show, followed by a speech tonight in Las Vegas to the Sun City Republican Club. Immediately when the show is over, I'm racing off to Sun City, and it's their first event since COVID. So in a year and a half, first time they've had 100 people in a room, and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, will be addressing that crowd. They'll be in a great mood, and it'll be exciting. It'll probably be a wild crowd because they haven't been out in a year and a half. Here's my column that's coming out on Sunday. I think it's very important. I always have my pulse on what's going on in the country. What difference does proving a stolen election make? All the difference in the world. That's the title. What difference does proving a stolen election make? All the difference in the world. Remember that famous Hillary Clinton line about Benghazi? She asked, what difference does it make? She meant, it's old news, it's over, why rehash it now? Nothing will change. Of course, that was convenient for Hillary and Obama. They lied and committed fraud. Heroes died at Benghazi. And the last thing Hillary or Obama wanted was an investigation. Democrats are saying the same thing now about the 2020 election. They say Trump lost. It's over. The election's certified. Biden is the official president. Nothing will change. You're wasting your time. Again, that's awful convenient. First of all, that's the dream of every criminal. Let's just stop the investigation. No need for prison. The death penalty doesn't help bring the victim back. So why bother? What difference does it make? And of course, they're all wrong. We're a nation of laws. That's what made America the greatest nation in world history. Without laws and without investigations, without arrests, without convictions, we might as well be Haiti or Cuba or Venezuela, or Zimbabwe, or Mexico, or any other lawless socialist hellhole around the world, where people live in misery and malaise with no rights while the government and despots and ruthless criminals do whatever they want to them. We are America. We cannot let that happen ever. We must investigate and pursue justice no matter where it leads. Forensic audits will uncover the truth, and the truth will set us free. The truth will prove, even the Democrats and dummies, I know, I repeat myself, that we were right. We were cheated. The election was stolen. Trump is the rightful president of the United States. Biden is not the rightful president of the United States. We all know it happened. You can feel it. The tide has turned. We are so close to proving Arizona and Georgia were stolen. And soon, all the dominoes will fall. Proving the election was stolen will make all the difference in the world. Of course, Democrats and the fake news media frauds already know that. That's precisely why they're so afraid of. They're scared to death the truth's about to come out. They're scared to death millions or tens of millions of Americans will march on Washington, D.C. They're scared the silent majority will no longer consider Biden their president. They're scared of massive civil disobedience. They're scared 74 million Trump voters will withhold their taxes and bring this nation and this administration to its knees. And yes, they're scared to death the citizens will revolt when they hear the truth. They're scared to death of what the citizens might do. I'm aware of the Democrat argument. Democrats will say it's too late. They will argue nothing could be done, stolen election or not. Biden is president. End of story. Tough luck. Biden is president, up to legal experts. But I know this. bad things will happen for the Democrats if it's proven they stole the election. All hell will break loose. This is precisely why Democrats are hysterical with fear, loathing, and panic. Even if there are no do-overs of the law, even if there's no mechanism to return President Trump to the presidency, even if all of that is true, and I hope it's not, Democrats are in a world of trouble. The gates of hell will open up for Biden, Kamala, Obama, Pelosi, Schumer, AOC, the DNC, and anyone else involved. On the minor scale, here's some of the things I can imagine happening next. As a political party, Democrats are finished forever. This is just like when a famous business mogul and philanthropist is found to be a criminal who stole everyone's money. Ask Bernie Madoff. Everyone hates you for the rest of all time. You can never walk out of your home again. You can't show your face in public. People scream shame at you wherever you go. Your legacy is destroyed forever. Lawsuits will fly. Legal fees will cripple the Biden administration and the Democrat Party. Donations will dry up. Biden will be the lame duck of all lame ducks. He will never pass another piece of legislation. He won't be able to leave the White House. He might as well be a convicted criminal. The White House will be his prison cell. Whether Biden is removed or not, whether Trump is reinstated or not, life as we know it is over for Biden and the entire Democrat Party. Republicans will win a landslide in 2022. The GOP will control both houses of Congress. Trump will be a lock to return to his rightful place in the White House in 2024. That's all separate from massive protests, unrest, civil disobedience, and the prospect of 74 million Trump voters withholding taxes to bring down the Biden government and force Biden's resignation. And then there's the criminal charges. Thousands of Democrats were involved in multiple states in the greatest theft in America's history. Wasn't this treason? That's life in prison or worse. This won't end pretty for Democrats. So now you know why they're panicking. Now you know why hysteria is setting in. Wouldn't you panic? So yes, proving the election was stolen is the whole ball of wax. The whole ball of wax. It's the whole kitchen sink. It's the whole kit and caboodle. It changes the history and the future of America. God bless the forensic audits, and God help the Democrats when the proof comes out. That's my column. What difference does proving a stolen election make? All the difference in the world. And that will be out this weekend, courtesy of Creators Syndicate. Pretty strong column, as usual, and I'll actually read that column to all my good conservative friends at the Sun City Republican Club coming up when this show is over at about 6:30. I'm racing there for my event, and they've sold it out already, and it's a full crowd, and it's the first time any of them have been out since COVID began. There hasn't been one event like that, and I'm proud that they thought to invite me to the very first one. And I will rock that crowd if I have a voice left after the three-hour radio show and everything else I've done today. We shall see. And then tomorrow morning, my sports podcast. Lots of things going on. As if you aren't sick enough already that Trump is no longer in the White House and you've got this moron Biden to deal with who's destroying our country bit by bit. There's a column, $100 oil again. Oil predictions soar as analysts warn of supply crisis. Well, you know, when you take a guy who had created energy independence, Donald Trump, we had more than enough oil for our entire country. It was plentiful. It was cheap. And you throw him out of office. Of course, you know, it was rigged and stolen, but it doesn't matter. He's still out of office. And you put someone into office. You rig the election so Biden becomes president, a puppet surrounded by communists. And he immediately, in his first executive actions, cripples the oil industry. Then all of a sudden, there's not enough oil in the United States. And all of a sudden, oil goes back to $100 a barrel. I believe, if my memory serves me, and I could be wrong, but I think oil was zero at one point. It cost more to keep the oil during COVID, right? At some point, it was negative a barrel. Because you had to keep the barrels somewhere, and nobody wanted them. There was no room for them. So it was actually negative. And now it's going to go to 100. It was like negative 14 a barrel. Now it's going to go to $100 a barrel or more. And massive inflation for the country. And not just that doesn't mean just giant oil prices. Gasoline prices. It means heating your home will be a fortune. And I'm sitting here in Las Vegas thinking, you know, 9 months a year, it's beautiful here. And you need, you know, if anything, for a few of those months, just a very little bit of heat at night only. But the people in New York who voted Democrat, the people in Michigan who voted Democrat, the people in Chicago, Illinois who voted Democrat, you know, all of you, Connecticut, New Jersey, long six-month winter, it's freezing, you need home heating oil. Your prices are going to drive you to bankruptcy, and then when you get in your car in the morning, you're going to fill it up with $6 or $7 a gallon gasoline. Your lives are ruined. You brainwashed robot Stepford wife communist morons of the Northeast United States. You're screwed. I was thinking I had a podcast for a minute. I almost said the F word. You are screwed. You just effed yourselves. Good luck for middle-class people who voted Democrat with $7 gas to get to work and home heating oil in a cold place that you need every day the entire winter, November, December, January, February, March, at least 5 months. Some would argue you need it the second half of October. Some would argue you need it the first 2 months of April. So you're talking about 6 months of home heating oil, or your house is freezing. You're going to freeze to death. You're going to be bankrupt. You effed yourselves. You're all idiots. You're morons. You're dummies. You're going to get just what you deserve. Except here's the thing. You're not getting what you deserve because only Democrats are getting what they deserve. And I think Trump won 80 million to 60 million in a landslide. So there's 80 million people who aren't getting what they deserve. And it's not right. And Trump's the rightful president. And he should be put back in August. I don't know how it's going to happen. I doubt it's going to happen. I don't see a mechanism for it to happen. As I wrote, you know, that whole article is a very reasonable article. Very reasonable opinion. A lot of bad things are about to happen in the Democrat Party when we prove the election was stolen. But I have no great hopes or shakes that Trump is going to be reinstated as president. Not until 2024. So in the meantime, we're going to live with a guy who rigged and stole the election and is ruining America.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America We love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, my book, Trump Rules, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I've studied Donald Trump and his rules since 1979 when I was a freshman at Columbia University. And I think I did pretty good, you know, lead anchor at CNBC without ever being one day on TV in my life, and wanted to be Jimmy the Greek and became his TV partner and built a sports gaming empire, branded me the king of Vegas sports gambling, became CEO of a public company. My goal was to then get into politics, and I became the vice presidential nominee of the Libertarian Party on the presidential ticket. My goal was to be the next Rush Limbaugh, and I got this nationally syndicated radio show on USA Radio Network. And produced 3 hit reality TV shows just like Trump. And now I've taken my new sports gaming company public with gaming licenses in multiple states. And now I have a gaming license in Indiana, Colorado, and New Jersey. And many more to come. And just announced major partnerships with major casinos and sports books. So I don't know. You know, I think I've done pretty good in life. And I don't think there's anything special about me. I'm just an SOB, son of a butcher. And I think that Donald Trump had a big, big outsized part in my life, in my success. Thank you, President Trump. And I, for $20 to buy in a book and to get a shortcut to all those rules is pretty amazing. Where else are you going to change your life for $20? Not too many places. Trump Rules by Wayne Allen Root at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon.com and Target.com. Or Target. Go into store Target and get it. So I was talking about how the country's falling apart under Biden. And I've talked on this show many times how I believe that the Middle East was going to turn into a powder keg, and it is. I hear that Israel is now considers the ceasefire to be burned by Hamas, and therefore they're shelling again Hamas in Palestine. And I saw this article. There's a serious possibility China will occupy a Taiwanese island. And I think that's just a minor start. I know the other day China sent tons of long-range bombers, or maybe it was fighter planes, into Taiwanese airspace. They've done that multiple times since Biden was elected president, but they had a big incursion just the other day. Now they're threatening to occupy a Taiwanese island. They're trying to start World War III, and they know that it's a can't-lose for them because Biden will not fight back. Biden is owned by China, whether he's bribed or blackmailed or both, or just, you know, complicit and has dementia, doesn't know where he is, doesn't know what he's doing. He's basically a sock puppet. And so they're going to run over him like the Nazis ran over people with a Panzer tank for a while, until the great America put our amazing people to work and our amazing relentless nature and our amazing risk-taking nature and our amazing resilience. And our factories pumped out more tanks, more planes, more guns, more ships than all the other countries of the world combined, and we beat both Japan and Germany in one World War II. We're just the greatest nation in the history of the earth. And it's so amazing, that critical race theory. What a joke. Yeah, America sucks and white people suck. You know, it's kind of like marriage. You know, I've been divorced twice now, and I'm getting married again. And all my friends, and I'm talking about all my rich friends, I mean my richest friends, they're all either remarried after a divorce or they're getting remarried after a divorce. So as bad as marriage is, it must be better than anything else out there, right? That's that famous old joke. You know, marriage is the worst institution in the world except for all the others. And America's the worst country in the world except for all the others. It's so wrong to teach in school that white people are bad, here's all the bad things they've done, and America's bad, here's all the bad things America's done. Because what that's doing is it's misrepresenting history. For every bad thing we did 100 good things. And all the other countries in the world did the same 100 bad things and no good things. So, you know, that's like, you're whitewashing Nazi Germany, you're whitewashing Hitler, you're whitewashing Fidel Castro and Venezuela and Hugo Chavez and Stalin and every Pol Pot and every other communist socialist leader in world history that did such horrifying things that compared to what America did, we're the sweethearts in world history. Does that mean we did nothing wrong? Of course not. We did bad things. I don't trust government. I don't like government. That's why I'm a Republican conservative. I don't like government, but what we did is nothing compared to all the bad things that every other country in the world did. And what we did bad is nothing compared to how many things we've done good. So it's just the worst, ridiculous, fraudulent misrepresentation in history. For every bad thing a white man has done wrong, there's 100 things we've done right. And for every bad thing America's done wrong, there's 1,000 things we've done right. And then you compare that to every other country in the world, they've done one thing good and 1,000 things wrong and bad and evil. That's history.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 40 million people are under heat advisories as parts of the western United States are experiencing triple-digit temperatures. The heat wave has already broken high temperature records, and the National Weather Service says it will stretch into next week. Low temperatures are also reaching record highs. The Supreme Court is ruling in favor of the Affordable Care Act for a third time.
The United States Supreme Court Thursday morning made a decision on the Affordable Care Act for the third time on Thursday. leaving in place the broad provisions of the law enacted by Congress in 2010. The vote was 7-2. The decision threw out the challenge to the law on the grounds that Texas and other objecting states were not required to pay anything under the mandate provision. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Juneteenth is now a federal holiday after President Biden signed legislation today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Sponsor of the Sigma Show, Liberty Health Share. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs. org/WayneRoot.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago, best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. I'm a member. My children are members. I handed over the health care of my children 6 years ago to Liberty, and I've never looked back. In premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000. Could you use an extra $120,000? That's the minimum I've saved, and that's just in premiums. That's not even in health care, just in premiums alone. And I don't know, it might be as high as $180,000 because I don't know what my rates at Aetna would have been raised to by now if I kept Aetna. But if you keep the price exactly the same as 6 years ago, which is ridiculous, you know it would have gone up much higher. I've saved $120,000. Let's assume I saved around $150,000. Could you use an extra $150,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, 855-58-LIBERTY, toll free. I've got my guest here, Kevin Smith. He's a member of the Long Island Majority, a conservative-minded group in New York, my kind of guy. I'm from New York myself, and I welcome Kevin Smith to the show. Kevin, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
All right. So the Long Island Majority, you sound like my parents. You know, I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. And my dad, the butcher, answered an ad in the newspaper in 1962 for a group of guys who wanted to start the New York State Conservative Party. And it was the most famous names in conservative history. J. Daniel Mahoney and Surf Maltese took the ad. My dad showed up along with maybe 20 other people, and they became the original founders of the New York State Conservative Party. And when I was born into the Conservative Party and went up and down stairways and apartment buildings and went to train stations and handed out literature and worked on campaigns. And I worked on conservative Republican campaigns my entire life in Westchester County, New York, and a little bit in New York City as well, and spent a lot of time in Long Island as well. So welcome to my show. You sound like my kind of guy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm the son of a meat wrapper, so I guess we'll get along great.
A meat wrapper? Is that what you said? A meat wrapper?
Yeah.
What's a meat wrapper? What's that
person
mean?
Person that wraps it after the butcher cuts it.
That's funny. To me, that would still be a butcher. You work at a butcher store, right? So that's funny. I like it. All right. All right. The meat wrapper and the butcher are together. The butcher's son and the meat wrapper's son are together on the same show. I like it. So I ended my last segment with a real rant about critical race theory and what a crock it is and what a fraud it is and how fraudulent and how misrepresentative it is. But your group opposed critical race theory candidates, three of them, for the Long Island School District, and what happened? You beat them, is that right? You beat all three of them?
Yeah, you know, the Smithtown School Board is one of the largest school districts on Long Island. Usually they get about 2,500 votes out for school board elections. We were able to bring out over 9,000 votes, so we quadrupled their amount. Just pushing back against critical race theory and what was going on in the schools. You know, with Zoom learning and with kids being home, parents are starting to notice what their kids are being taught in these schools, and it's waking them up.
Well, critical race theory to me is pure communist brainwashing. That's what it is. It's communist, anti-white brainwashing. Like, white people are the most evil people that ever lived, except we built the greatest country in world history. And although we had slavery, and nobody's saying that's good, that was a stain on our history and the worst thing that ever happened, guess what? We're the only nation where black people do fantastic. Lots of them have every opportunity, and lots of them do fantastic. And there are black billionaires, and there are lots of black business owners, and lots of black athletes and musicians doing great in this country. Where would they be if they were in Africa or Haiti, or if they were in Mexico? Would they be doing as well as in America? We may be the worst country, but guess what? We're better than all the rest. So we're not the worst. We're the best.
Absolutely. And, you know, my old high school was forcing kids to read this graphic novel about the Iranian Revolution, and it was praising people like Che Guevara and Fidel Castro and Vladimir Lenin and Leon Trotsky. You know, it didn't mention anything about all the massive, you know, killings that went on in the Iranian Revolution. But it did praise the Ayatollahs and everything like that. And it was just disgusting. We made a huge scene at their school board meeting and we're taking them on one by one.
Well, they should. I mean, that's what I was saying in my rant, was that Americans have done lots of bad things. I get that. You know, I'm glad I wasn't an Indian in 1850, right? And sitting in the in the middle of the plains, and they're killing our buffaloes, and then they're herding me off to a reservation. That was a terrible thing. I get it. But you know what? Every other country in the world did the same thing. Australia did it to the Aborigines, and Britain did it to countries all over the world. They colonized them. Everybody did something bad, but we're the one that gave people a mobility and opportunity and eventually made up to the Indians, because guess what? We gave them all Indian gambling on the reservations. They have the rights to all the gambling in Florida, in Connecticut, in California. It's unbelievable. Indian tribes have all the gambling. I would say they did pretty good 12 generations later. So I would say America's the only nation. Well, there's a famous saying I heard when I was a kid, and I love it. America always does the right thing after exploring all other options. And I think that's totally true. I think in the end, we always do the right thing, but we do a lot of bad things first. But all the other countries of the world, Kevin, they never do the right thing. Does that make us better than all of them, not worse?
Of course. And, you know, what I always find amazing is the only people in the world who hate Americans are Americans.
Right.
Over 2 million Nigerians have come to America. If America was so racist, wouldn't they have just stayed where they were? But they know that America is the single greatest country on the planet. They know that all these people who are just making this crap up about America don't know how bad things actually are.
Right. It's scary. It really is that you can make up bad things about America. You know, yeah, they did bad things, but nothing compared to any other country. Look, we stuck the Japanese in those camps, right? That's terrible. I wish we'd never done that. But guess what? We didn't rape them and do brain experiments on them like the Nazis did. We didn't herd them in trains like the Nazis did with my Jewish people. None of that happened in America. Sure, we sent them to a camp, and when the war was over, guess what? Terrible thing, but then they got out of the camps, and I'll bet you most of them made a great life for themselves and made money and started businesses and lived great lives. Only in America can you recover from that. Only in America did the Holocaust survivors all come here and do fantastic. So, you know, they forgot their past and they buried it and they went to work and they did great, because in America you'll always do great if you work hard. We got nothing but positive things, I think, that you could talk about in America's history. You don't need to talk about the negative all day long.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is typical Marxist thought. If you destroy people's pasts, you control their future. Mao did it in China. Stalin did it in the Soviet Union. Castro did it in Cuba. When you take away what people have, or when you dilute the past, or you change the past, you control what they're thinking about afterwards. And it's horrifying to see, because we saw the indoctrination of many of these young people when we go to these school board meetings. It's already there. It's already in the schools, and it's already embedded. And it's a shame, because I went to a great high school on Long Island, and my high school has become an absolute sham, and I feel terrible for these students.
Yeah, you know, they're not reporting the fact that in communist countries in just the 20th century, they murdered almost 100 million human beings. And that's just direct murder, Kevin. That doesn't include how many starved to death, how many lives were ruined, how many businesses were stolen, how much property was stolen from them. But they shot in the head or hung and murdered 100 million, just under 100. I think it was like 95 million people in the 20th century alone, communism. So, you know, when you talk about Nazism, when you talk about socialism, you talk about communism, you talk about Pol Pot, you talk about Fidel Castro, you talk about Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. I don't understand. How can you look at any of them and how they throw their political opponents in prison and torture them and rape them and murder them? And in America, none of that goes on. How do you blame America out of all this? Why do you whitewash what other people do?
And the worst part about it is that when the left in America does this, all it does is give credibility to despots all over the world. You saw what Vladimir Putin did at this recent ridiculous meeting with the, you know, decrepit old man that lives in the White House. He literally, he was like, well, we might be bad, but what about you guys? And we're like, you're not even on the same level. You're not even in the same universe as us. But the left gives people like him ammunition to say these ridiculous things and propagandize to his own people.
Right. So tell us, let's use you as the example real quick. We got about 2 minutes left. And so how did you fight back and win? How could parents in Las Vegas, where I am, or, you know, I'm all over the country. I'm nationally syndicated, but I'm based in Las Vegas now, born and raised in New York, but a Las Vegas man now. How do you teach parents in Vegas and L.A. and San Francisco and Tucson, Arizona and Salt Lake City? How do you teach them to fight back like you did against critical race theory?
Well, honestly, what you got to do is you don't change a country at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You change a country with your county legislator and with your school boards, and that's where you can have the most effect. People think these things don't matter because, you know, oh, I mean, most people listening probably don't know the name of the people on their school board, and it's intended to be that way. You know, in New York, for instance, there are no primaries. There are no elections in that sense as we know it. There's no Republican versus Democrat. So you can flip a school board just by talking to the people in your local community, just by talking, and it's so easy to tell who's a friendly these days, because anytime you see an American flag on somebody's porch, you know they're probably a Republican, which is a shame and a whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
You know, if you get 10, I worked for a New York State senator who lost by 300 votes.
Wow.
That's two blocks on Long Island.
Wow. That's the way to do it. I had a guy on the show yesterday, Kevin, who wrote a book about this. I can't remember the name of the book now. It was just yesterday. And he wrote a book about how you could take back America one precinct captain at a time. Every one of us has got to do one precinct captain at a time. Take back the Republican Party for American firsters and pro-Trumpers and real patriots, not a bunch of rhinos. In any case, Kevin Smith has been our guest, member of the Long Island Loud Majority, a conservative-minded group in wonderful New York. There's still some great conservative, patriot New Yorkers. Kevin Smith, you're one of them. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you very much for having me. Take care.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you need... Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Asset Strategies, is the sponsor of this segment of the show, ASI Asset Strategies. Let me, I love to do this on the show. I never look at the price of gold until my show starts, and I go look what gold did that day. So, gold slips today. Gold slips, but it's up in the aftermarket, and it's at $17.75. Silver at $26 an ounce. Gold at $17.75 an ounce. It's gone down for the last couple of days, but it is still a great investment. Don't be fooled by the double talk. I've seen at least a half dozen articles today at Zero Hedge and other business websites that say that this is not a temporary hit of inflation. This is a massive hyperinflation coming our way. Massive hyperinflation. Long-term hyperinflation coming our way. And the only thing I know to deal with that, because it's bad, there's no good way of, you know, there's no nice way of saying it, but the only way to deal with it is with gold and silver. Over thousands of years, it's proven effective. Inflation, the number one killer of fixed income portfolios, the number one killer of your current standard of living, number one killer of your future standard of living, meaning it erodes your pension, and the number one killer and your Social Security payments, and the number one killer of your estate that you leave to your children, you know? So you've got to find a way to protect yourself, an insurance policy, and that's gold and silver. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in, their team at Asset Strategies International. I want you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. Just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. 800-831-0007. Or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. You will get the best deal on planet Earth. So, you know, you always get nothing but raw truth from me, and I think all of you know that. You know, there's no product I talk about on the show that I don't buy myself, or I don't use myself, or I buy and use myself. And even when I talk about gold, I tend to go to the website where I see the price of gold that day for the first time that day. And I just did that, and sure enough, you know, whether gold's up or down, I tell you. So that's the story. Good story. You always get the raw truth out of me. Speaking of raw truth, you know, my whole opening commentary was about the fact that we've had a stolen election. It's all because they have Trump derangement syndrome, and they just had to defeat him. You know, they just had to defeat Donald Trump. They all have Trump derangement syndrome. And so this backs up my contention so clearly. One of 18 scientists who recently published a letter acknowledging the plausibility of the coronavirus lab leak theory said she and her colleagues didn't speak out sooner because President Trump promoted that possibility. At the time, it was scarier to be associated with Trump than to become a tool for racists. So people didn't want to publicly call for an investigation into the lab origin, said Alina Chan in an interview with NBC News. Can you imagine? Don't you think every lie was about this? The election, mail-in voting, the lockdowns, the masks, and the vaccines. I know Trump's all pro-vaccine. I get that, but it doesn't matter. The point is, all of this is about companies, Big Pharma, making trillions of dollars with vaccines. Trillions of dollars. It's absolutely incredible what's happened to our country because of Trump derangement syndrome. So, you know, they can't tell you anything bad about the vaccine. Even if something bad happens, they're not allowed to tell you. And they couldn't tell you that it's proven that lockdowns don't work anywhere in the world. And they can't tell you that masks don't work. Story after story proves it. I had a great story yesterday that proved it, that when you test masks under, you know, the greatest conditions with an ultraviolet light and a scientific instrument that tells you what kind of germs and diseases are on the mask, they're filled with the most horrible diseases known to mankind, smothered in your mask, and you're putting it on your face and breathing it in. And I knew that because I'm one of the most sensitive individuals in the world. You've never met a person who, you know, if I'm around just the slightest smell of chemicals, I get instantly sick. I get instant headache. I get instant, you know, eyes running and nose running. And I just know I've got to get out of that room. I'm deathly allergic to dogs and cats and horses. If I get near them, you always hear me talking about my dogs on the show, but I have hyperallergenic dogs, right? I have a Labradoodle and a Golden Doodle. So there's zero hair and there's zero dander, I should say, and zero allergy. And they don't shed. So I have no allergies. But you put me around a real dog, you put me on a real cat or a real horse, I get instantly sick. I mean, I can't breathe within minutes. You know, I'm like, they could put me out in the field and tell you if there's nuclear coming or not, right? I'm just so sensitive. And I'm just telling you that this vaccine would kill me in like 2 seconds. I'd get the vaccine and I'd drop dead in 2 seconds. And I'm telling you, there's just bad stuff going on out there, and the average person is just clueless. Clueless. Like, here's a story. This story is just amazing. COVID vaccine was forced on a 19-year-old student, a gal, at Northwestern University. Within a matter of days, she needed a heart transplant. Her heart stopped working. They saved her life. They got her a heart transplant, and then she died. The heart transplant didn't work, and she died. 19 years old, right after getting the COVID vaccine. Now, are you telling me that 60-year-olds and 70-year-olds aren't dying after getting the COVID vaccine? If a 19-year-old died, and she's not a fluke, it's happening all over the United States. The CDC and the WHO have called emergency meetings to deal with all of the blood clot issues on the brains of people getting the COVID vaccine. But the number one problem is heart problems for the COVID vaccine.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Group.